I'm going to mute.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, your host for Whatever Wednesday. David Olson is, I believe, out somewhere on a river having a great time. And I have a special guest host today, and also very appropriate because he's on the leaderboard for the enrollment challenge that's going on both here on Blog Talk and from the corporate incentive program. And so I just want to introduce Ian Robb. Ian, are you there?
I am. Thank you. I'm in my car driving to a training center for race horses, thoroughbreds right now. So if you're getting a little car noise, I apologize for that.
That's okay. We can hear you loud and clear. So first I'm going to just run through the announcements, which David does. So we do have a Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Burka tonight. That's at from 5 to 6 Pacific time, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. And that is in the Motivational Monday newsletter. There's no registration required. Just click on the link in that newsletter to get on to that call. And then also we have the enrollment contest going on where you enroll a minimum of 3 new IBDJs between April 1st and June 30th, and you qualify. The top 50 enrollers at the end of the contest receive $200 in Beamer bucks to spend in the Beamer gear store. And then the top 3 enrollers at the end of the contest, we'll receive the $200 in Beamer bucks plus a B-sit. So it kind of works into the challenge that we're doing here on Whatever Wednesday. Also, there is a live Beamer Saturday, May 22nd in Sarasota, Florida. So if you are in that area, I think there are only about 10 tickets left for that live event. They are doing a live Beamer presentation guest night the night before on Friday, May 21st. So if you have people in the Florida area and want to invite them to that, that event is also limited in size. We have a national sales call coming up next Wednesday, May 19th. You definitely want to get on that. It's 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 Pacific. Also tonight there is a Beamer horse set product presentation. That's at beamermeetings.com. That's at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. There are also academies coming up this week, actually today and tomorrow. They're doing a midweek academy with an extra section for the equine, and May 15th and 16th, they've got an academy coming up. There's a Canada academy May 29th and 30th. You can check your back office for those as well. Also in the replay, what they call the replay lounge in the newsletter, Stacey DeVore did an amazing in-depth back office training. So if you are unsure about find everything in the back office, I highly recommend watching the recording of that. Also, there's a recording of Tea Time, and it's prospecting to specific demographics, which is a timely training since we're working on enrollment. And then Ian and Marlies Bonk have a recording of the Beamer Horse presentation in there as well. And with that, I just want to remind everybody it is Whatever Wednesday. So if you have any questions whatsoever, push 1 on your phone and get into the queue early so that we can get through all of them. Our challenge last week that we put out to everybody on this call was to enroll 3 partners into your Beamer business this month. And like I mentioned, I have Ian co-hosting with me today, who is on the leaderboard with 3 signups. But I also have a special guest on the call today who is actually in the lead with 6 signups. She may have more than that since Monday. But I also want to bring on Marlies Bonk. And then I'm going to let Ian and Marlies kind of just share with you, you know, what they're doing to how they're achieving these signups and whether they're leading with the business or with the product. And so, Ian, I'm going to have you come back on. And Marlies, if you want to unmute yourself and come on the line.
Sure. Perfect. All right. I'm excited to be here. I think you just want me on this because I have a great radio voice, but hopefully we can give some of these people some golden nuggets on what's going on. So you ask a question whether if I lead with the business, I don't normally. I always led with the product, and that's what I did, and then I kind of see what they're doing for business, and then I say, you know, I don't normally bring this up to a lot of people, but with your position and what you're doing, you might want to consider the business aspect too. And that's what I did. And I've been kind of successful with that the last month or so. And Marlies and I are good friends, so I'm going to have Marlies kind of talk. And it's kind of fun. I just want you guys to know that we're not on the same team, but we've developed a friendship because we've worked closely together, and we have kind of a fun kind of pushing each other to do well. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Hi, Marlies.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Lisa. Hey, nice to be here. And, yeah, thanks so much for having me today. I'm happy to share some of what we do. I hope it's going to be helpful for others. But, yeah, happy to share today.
All right. Awesome. I hate to ask this question because I ask this question all the time. I'm just going to say this. Marlies, what is the total you have right now? And I ask this all the time. And I always get,
it is,
she's doing better.
It is correct. It is a few more. It's actually 8 at this time.
Oh, my.
The system is lagging behind just a touch.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, now we're tell everybody, how did you get those 8 signups?
So we're going at light speed. Well, clearly this is the fruition of a lot of hard work. And like in the past few 4 years, but also at the present time, like, you know, we do work our butts off. I do the business with my husband Fabio, and we work really hard. May that be clear. We also do Beamer full time, and we bleed orange. So that is already a really good combination. Although, you know, not to say that some people in our team, because we also have quite a big team success at the moment, they are, you know, they have other professions and they work other professions, and they are also very successful. So, you know, busy people are obviously a lot of times very successful in Beamer, but we have dedicated ourselves to Beamer and also cultivate a big team spirit, and that's also for people to step into. So when we enroll people, like, we make sure they know that they're coming into a team and that they're going to be supported and that it's going to be a lot of fun and an enrichment to their lives. You know, we have something that they want to have, and it's the sheer joy of sharing Beamer. It's the confidence in the product, having seen so many testimonials. It's the conviction that we have you know, with which we propose the product, we don't have any doubt about the functionality or about the results they're going to get. And so they kind of step into that vision, and, you know, they want to have that too. And immediately from the get-go, we try to, you know, see what connections they have and how we can share the Beamer that they don't even have yet, but that they will get in the mail, that they can share that with those people. So we immediately put it in a broader perspective. And that's in a nutshell kind of, you know, I guess the secret sauce.
Yeah, if I wasn't already
a contributor. I thought Bobby was his secret sauce.
Well, for sure, he is the one that makes sure that the car is actually has Beamer, that we actually have Beamers with us, because I and all the other stuff, because I would leave without, because, you know, my head goes all over the place. But, you know, I do love connecting with people and connecting them to kind of like a higher purpose almost. You know, I pull it out of a regular box. This is not just a random medical device. This is something really special. And I believe that when you get people on the Beamer for the first time and you do that, or you get a horse, you know, under the Beamer blanket, there is something that catalyzes within that body, or it's kind of like a vibe. And, you know, we hear it a lot of times from people that the first time they got exposed to the Beamer, they really knew that if it was done in a nice way, that's when they decided that they wanted one. You know, then you just need to get them, you know, out of their own way. And, you know, and if you connect them with that sharing opportunity, then, you know, a lot of times they want to join. And that's what's happening for us at the moment.
Well, your enthusiasm for the business, by the way, is just, it's contagious. And I was going to say, if I wasn't already a distributor, I'd want to sign up with you.
You know, that's really funny, because, you know, another piece to this is that, you know, we have sat through every possible, in 4 years, every possible Beamer meeting, events, you know, anything that is proposed. We have either been there or we online. Obviously, before 2020, everything was in person. So then a lot of times, you know, when there's a good presenter, I literally go and say, can I buy a Beamer from you, right? Because it's so contagious. It's like, if I didn't already have one, I would buy one from you. But yeah, like, it's very important to engage. And that's also what Ian was saying. You know, we do talk a lot, and we created that friendship in 2020, during 2020, when probably everyone needed it most. And we were certainly not at a good place in 2020, the first half. You know, like, our success kind of started the second half of 2020, believe it or not. It was a rough year, but we were able to turn it into a total success at the end. But it's been very important to create friendships and to have connections that we can rely upon. And Ian is one of them. And it is sort of an accountability, because, you know, we share resources, we share tips, we have both have a completely different expertises. And it's also like, you know, I'm definitely very competitively minded. So I wasn't really, well, I guess I did say I kind of want to be on the top, in the top three of the leaderboard, but I didn't know it was going to be this kind of a success at the moment. You know, that kind of took me by surprise as well.
It's amazing, and congratulations on it. So, Ian, can you guys talk a little bit about, you know, the accountability aspect? Because I think a lot of times when people are independent Beamer distributors and they maybe aren't on a team like yours or Marlise's, where they feel kind of like they're by themselves, you know, how can you talk a little bit about that and the accountability aspect that you guys have created?
Absolutely. So what's amazing is that we're not on the same team, but we actually, like she said, share a lot of information. But what we do is we constantly help each other out, whether it's a three-way call, and kind of we have a different, you know, strengths, and we kind of help each other. But we also talk about what's going on that weekend, who we're talking to, who we signed up, and kind of help encourage, hey, you take a look at it this way, talk about this or whatever it might be. We're kind of helping each other out. I mean, we have a lot of great tools and sheets to work with accountability. And if you don't have someone on your upline that you can kind of work with as accountability, or a husband, I have my sister. She's part of the Beamer family, and I constantly talking to her. I talk to my teammates, but it's great to talk to these other teams and also wish them success and wish them well, that they're doing well. Even though I'm very competitive too, obviously, being the athletic background, and I don't like to lose, so I'm going to be hustling and working extra hard this month just to catch up. So that's what we do, is three-way calls. We constantly talk. We encourage each other on the success. We focus on the positives, and we give them different approaches to kind of talk to people. I do that not so much with Marlise, but with other people. I got off a call with somebody talking about something, and they wanted me to help them out with a pickleball tournament, for example, another distributor, and giving her some thoughts.
Awesome. And Marlise, do you have some sort of accountability set up for your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So I personally don't do very well with the sheets because I get my attention span is about 10 seconds, and I just lose myself in too many pieces of paper and sheets, and each time I try, but then, you know, it gets kind of half filled in, and then I've already moved on to something else. But I do really well when people talk to me, and so I also talk to my teammates, and we have a team meeting two team meetings a week. One is a general team meeting, which they're both Zooms. One is for general updates and some content, whether that's usage or, you know, new materials we have, or whatever we do some recognition and all that, sharing strategies. And that's been going on since probably mid-2020. So we do that every week, and we have a good presence there. And also different people coming in. So a lot of the older folks that we had since several years, they actually kind of got taken by the enthusiasm as well. And they actually had a couple of people that became senior after a few years they had been in Beamer, because they kind of felt this new enthusiasm. And then we have another meeting that is like an open format, that when people come on there, they can come on there every week, but they do have to share what's going on in their Beamer life. And so they kind of say, you know, it follows a little bit of a mastermind format. You know, what have you done last week? What went well? What do you need help with? And what are your plans for this week? And or maybe they have a particular topic they need help with, and everyone has you know, about 5 minutes to share. And we rotate through the people that are on that time. And that's been functioning really well. You know, the people that want to work, they come on those calls. And, you know, that really creates also a team spirit. So like Ian was saying, we're not in the same team, but even within my team, obviously people are not all on the same team line, but they do work together closely. And that's definitely what we propagate and what we feel is very helpful. And we kind of, you know, are the keepers of that group. And we kind of, you know, keep that, you know, that's what we promote, that kind of team spirit. And that's been very helpful for us.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So let me ask both of you this question, because, you know, a lot of times people try to resurrect the team members that they have that, you know, maybe haven't been engaged for a couple of years. Do you guys focus on that at all, or are you just always out looking for new partners?
Marlise, Go ahead, Marlise.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Ian. You were talking.
Okay. Sure, no problem. So I do reach back to the people on my team, especially if they're not on my first line or second line, even my third line or whatever, and I try to communicate with them. I call them. I just touch base with them, see where they're at. some people are very busy and they might have other jobs that they're doing, and I understand that. And there's a time and place. I just want to make sure that they're getting the information, that they have a voice, and just kind of connect, reconnect with them and have them rethink about Beamer and thinking about who they could offer it to, and just give them encouragement that they can do this. And this is the reason why they signed up as a distributor in the first place. Go ahead, Marzlies. What would you say?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely go for the people that, you know, we have a lot of 144 fees pending at the moment, and that's obviously a great time to reconnect. And there is just people that absolutely don't want to be a distributor because it's just not on their radar, and that's fine, and they're leaving. That is a minority of the people that that we have pending. Then most of the other ones are like, wow, I didn't know that all those resources were out there. Or, you know, I see you guys are doing so well, and the team's doing so well. I need to see if I can do that too. And they get excited, and the enthusiasm kind of spills over. And so we did get back quite a few. At the moment, we're getting back quite a few people that have been laying very low, and they now kind of get reactivated. And so you do have to help them, you know, because, you know, they may be very shy to go in the back office, and, you know, you kind of have to send them resources. But, you know, once you get them going, you know, that's great. And they just have been, you know, not very confident, and they didn't really know what to do, and they were overwhelmed. But, you know, they have this great opportunity laying there. They're still, you know, using their Beamer, and they kind of want to share. They just don't know how. And so you just kind of got to take them by the hand. Of course, it will be pretty clear right away if they're actually going to do something or just kind of, like, you know, not, because we cannot, you know, ultimately, like, the motivation has to come out of the person themselves. And they're either courageous enough to do it or not. And so we just give them a hand if they want it.
Awesome. And also I wanted to ask you guys, as far as, you know, do you have a written list of, you know, the targets that you want to introduce Beamer to and bring on your team? Do you work off of a list, or, you know, I know you guys, both working really hard, obviously. So, Ian, are you still able to talk, or are you at your racetrack?
No, I'm at the racetrack, but I'm just sitting in the car. So what I do is,
okay.
Sure.
So
I normally work with, I just say athletes, celebrities, med spas, rejuvenation centers, and doctors, and also horses now. But, you know, I do have lists. I do have people that I want to kind of target and talk to, but I find it very natural just to talk about Beamer, no matter where I am, whether if I'm at a restaurant, I'm sitting down, I start talking to someone on the airplane. You know, it's just amazing how you just converse with people and talk to them. And then you kind of just, they ask you what you do, and I tell them, they seem very interested. Definitely feel comfortable talking about Beamer to anybody and everybody, because you don't know where your rock star is going to come from. You know, I have a person on my team who talked to someone at a restaurant or at a grocery store, and boom, that person's been one of our top leaders. And just as simple as that, just having a conversation with anyone and everyone. What about you, Marlies?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say all conversations lead to Beamer. So there's hardly a conversation that I will start that doesn't lead to Beamer. I mean, it's undoubtedly coming up, whether I want it or not. So, and we look for people who need it, and obviously that's everyone with Blockflow. So we bring our Beamer with us. I mean, you will find us doing sessions at the farmers market. We take the Beamer out there, and we obviously, clearly one of our working terrain is also horse shows, and we have a horse center here that we are pretty specialized in how we bring the Beamer there. And people know us, and we have invested a lot of time and energy and resources in doing that well. So that is a great avenue for us. But, you know, in that venue, we share as many horse Beamers as human Beamers. We always lead with the product, and you know, go from there. But it's clearly that this is for everyone who wants to take a look at it. And yeah, it's always on our mind, in the back of our mind. We generally want to connect with people and just create friendships if they're open to that. And that is our approach. But we don't necessarily have a list of who we want to target. It just kind of comes naturally, other than, you know, the venue that we are regularly at.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm going to open the lines up for questions. So if anybody on the call has a question, hit 1 on your phone. Marlise is going to stay with us, so if you have a question for her. Ian is going to stay with us as long as he can. And go ahead and hit 1 on the phone to get into the queue so we can get as many questions as possible. And do you guys have a specific training path for your new distributors when you bring them on?
Go ahead, Marlise. You start with this one, and then I'll finish.
Yeah. So we do. We have, you know, the regular unboxing because you need to get people comfortable with using it and using it to their success. So that would just be, you know, pretty much the same for if it was a customer or a new distributor, not to overlook the usage instruction. And then we have with the team, we have, we do Zooms for new distributors, and we also try to do a private call with, you know, going through the back office, signing up for Academy, that kind of thing, getting their Beamer mails forwarded, which is important, that kind of thing. And then a one-on-one, an unboxing, a one-on-one more on the business side. And then we have these new distributor Zooms that we have, you know, for example, we have Daisy in our team, and she's obviously amazing on the sharing strategies. So she's doing a lot of that for our team, and shares that generously with the entire team. So yeah, that's been working very well for us. And then we have a variety of message threads on Facebook. We're for practitioners, for horse people, for, you know, business oriented people. And so people write in the chat all day long, and people help each other with questions. And so we don't always have to answer, but other people start answering, and they're typically well trained. So that kind of goes really well. And we also are very accessible as team managers. We, you know, they know they can always ask us or call us without having to jump through hoops. So you know, that's kind of the structure we have for training.
Awesome. Hey, Ian, I'm going to start taking some calls, some questions. So 707-481-707, you're on Blog Talk.
Oh, isn't that pretty, too?
That thing there, I don't know where Mom and Nonny got it. They got a bulb from his arm.
These are Amarillos.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go to the next one. 603-381-603-381. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, this is Amy Robb. This is Ian's sister. Hi, Marlise. Hi, Ian.
Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, how are you? I would you like a golden nugget? This is not a question, but I'm happy to share and be a team member here.
Awesome. That would be great. Please do.
So first of all, I want to say I want to apologize if this is something that people already know, but I really don't think they do. But networking referral groups have been very, very good for me. I live out here in Vermont, and I belong to one called BNI, Business Network International. And my seat, the Beamer seat, you could go anywhere in the world in this seat. You can go to so many chapters. I'm currently president of the chapter that I belong to, and I have been able to get the word out about Beamer and have been able to make sales. So I first wanted to give that a shout out. If people don't know about this networking referral group, I'm happy to talk to you about it. But it is a real great place to, you know, network, get people to know you, educate people on the Beamer, and guess what? Make sales. The other thing I'd like to share, and Marlise and Ian both talked about this, and that is sharing resources, working across teams. We do that. Another thing, and it is a B&I philosophy, we lead with giver's gain. That is our philosophy. So live in abundance and give to others. And you know what? It comes back at you. I just want to share something. I just came back from working with some therapeutic horses. I'm donating my time, and I'm beaming these horses. They need it. There's not a lot of money when you're working with a nonprofit. But you know what? It's the highlight of my day. I love, love, love doing this, and the horses appreciate this. And what do you think happens? I'm doing this purely for the love of the horses and helping them. And now I have a woman who's like, wow, starts talking to me about the Beamer, the human unit. And now she has three referrals for me. Three she's going to go after, and she says, I want to tell people about the Beamer and the human unit, and they should know about it. I didn't even go in with that attitude. So I'm going to bring it back to giver's gain. Give of yourself if you can. Share the knowledge. And you know what? It just spreads, and I believe it boomerangs and it comes back at you. And this is a big shout out to my bro. I'm very proud of him. He brought me into the business. Marlise, I can't wait to see you in person. And thank you for Blog Talk.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy, for calling in. I appreciate it. Have a great day. All right.
That was nice.
We have another. Did you pay her, Ian?
No, that's what I was just about to say. I didn't pay her, so that was awfully nice. You knew where I was going with that. Okay, go ahead.
Our next caller is 509-939-509-939. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Debbie Beard, Spokane, and I had a question for Marlise. Marlise, I was just curious. You mentioned farmers markets, and usually when I go there, I see, you know, jewelry and obviously food and things like that. But I'm curious if you go consistently every week, and when you go, do you specifically request a particular area where you are located, and how do you set up at the farmer's market?
Yeah, we do go to the farmer's market every week because we want to pick up organic veggies and good stuff, and because we, you know, we like the people that that come there. So it's obviously a great place for new friendships, but we don't have an official engagement that we set up there for sessions. Last year, it actually kind of happened spontaneously that we started, you know, initially I think the farmers markets were even closed for a certain period of time. But when they started opening back up, we started going again, and we started just creating, cultivating friendships because we like those people. And one of the vendors on the market purchased a Beamer. Like, he really needed it. And we started talking about, you know, he had lack of sensitivity issues in his extremities, et cetera. And we started talking about we may have something that could help him. And then we provided a series of free sessions. And he actually, you know, is a pretty influential person at the market. So other people started kind of being curious. And so we kind of pull it out when people ask us about it. And, you know, we bring it up if people are interested. And, you know, we have one time we kind of, quote unquote, rescued a person that had fallen down, you know, with her ankle. And that kind of thing. So and then people ask us about it. So it's more like they know. We do also have our Beamer gear on, you know, like our orange jacket and Beamer jacket and things like that. So that's kind of how we, you know, that's kind of our normal clothing usually anyway. But it's more like a spontaneous, natural thing.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine right now. I'm just getting ready to meet with a couple of clients in the office, but I was listening today and I was thinking you were actually going consistently and setting them, but I really like that idea of just simply going. I mean, I go to the farmers markets too, and so often I'm just wanting to get in and out, but those are great ideas, so I appreciate it. You all have a great day.
Thanks, Debbie, for calling in. All right, we've got another caller, 603-738-603-738. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Monica Blair from New Hampshire. I just wanted to call in and give thanks both to Amy and Ian. I have been working with them, and just another example of how the Beamer family works. You know, we're not on the same team, but both of them have kind of started a little thing for me here in New Hampshire that I'm excited about. Amy had called me. We'd met at a distributor training and just hit it off. We're both, you know, very excited about Beamer. And she said, hey, you want to do this gig with me in October? It's going to be like 7,000 runners. It's in Burlington, Vermont. I said, sure. And you know, she just started telling me about being at the pickleball thing in California. Well, it's funny how timing works because I work as an office manager for my day job, and I was talking to a client, not knowing he was a pickleball player until I said, what are you doing? He's like, I'm playing pickleball twice a day. And I said, hey, you should try this thing called the Beamer. Well, long story short, that led into a sale because Amy actually sent me a picture of her and Tyson at the booth, and that's all he needed to see as a pickleball player is the ambassador little video and, you know, the picture. And I said, yeah, this gal's actually from Vermont. He's a Vermonter too. And it was the easiest sale ever. And from there, it kind of organically grew. In the last 3 weeks, I did a little Googling. I'm like, well, maybe there's pickleball tournaments here in New Hampshire. Fumbled upon a person's email, did the same thing. I sent 8-minute video, sent them Tyson's and ambassador video, and the guy was intrigued. He called me right away. He's like, yeah, we'd love to have you come and do some Beamer demos. We got in Wolfboro free of charge, and then it kind of led into even a bigger opportunity for us where there's actually a Senior New Hampshire's Games Association. It's actually a website, and it's golden for Beamer to be there. It's all these 50-year-old plus still playing tournaments for pickleball and tennis and basketball. And again, it just happened so fast. I had to scramble. I have thanks to Ian was giving me some advice on how to, you know, position myself. Chris Varonis was very involved in helping me get corporate to approve putting our Beamer logo on their website. And it all came together yesterday. And my team came together and said, we want to do bronze sponsorship. We want to be able to be at all these tournaments all summer long here in New Hampshire. So it's super exciting. And again, I just promote, you know, just keep talking about Beamer and things kind of just naturally unfold.
Wow, such a great testimonial. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. And have an amazing day. And, you know, one of the things that, like, just kind of listening to everybody today is it's as simple as having the conversation. And then you can see how things just naturally, organically occur, and people want to be part of what you're doing and your enthusiasm for the product. So, it should be easy to enroll 3 more partners by the end of this month. Ian, any final thoughts, words of wisdom?
Just I'm excited, and I'm here now, and I've got my Beamer shirt on, and I'm going to walk around, and people are going to come to me, and I got to get one more sale today so I can compete against Marlise. And I wish you all good luck and success this month and for the rest of the year.
Awesome. Thank you for co-hosting today and all of your advice. Marlise, do you have any last words for us, some advice?
Yeah, sorry, I was mid. Yeah, we're going to go out and get a couple more this week or so. yeah, but I would just say, and I'm going to also be presenting the equine extended equine part at the academy today, which is going on. So that's a lot of fun. And just, you know, just join all these, all the Beamer events, you know, get on the events and get that confidence instilled, use your Beamer, ask questions and engage and get out of your comfort zone. You know, that's really what you need to be successful here. And, have fun doing it. You know, Beamer never feels like work for us, and that's how we like to keep it, and I think that's really the secret to doing this. And then people want to be part of this bigger mission that we have, which is, you know, changing people's and horses and maybe other animals' lives.
Awesome. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here today. And with that, we are going to end the show, and we will be back next Wednesday. David will be back hosting as well. Everybody go out and make it an amazing Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.